Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. We had Aaron Turner on. He's the agent for Jonathan Kuminga. He joined us for an hour. If you want to hear that interview, you can obviously and always download the Odyssey app and use our rewind feature, and you can get that interview. It started about 10:30.
650, you guys are such soft interviewers. We asked all the pertinent questions, I thought.
If you were, if you heard the interview and I asked you what was your takeaway, what would you say? 888-957-9570. Here's the one thing that I heard, and we're going to cut that up, and I'm sure we'll play some of it. Here's the one thing that I'm right, and things they could change, but I think as of right now, whether he signs the qualifying offer, whether he signs a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal,
okay,
I do not believe Kuminga will be here long term.
News just broke.
Nope.
Back on the 7.9 and get up out of here.
Right. But then he's foregoing. Basically, I think both these parties have agreed there's going to be a divorce. And so right now what they're working out is this, you know, whatever, the alimony.
Or who gets the
child
house.
Support, all that kind of stuff. Now, that's what it feels like to me.
Well, it sounds like who gets the house, Donnie, and the house is this this option.
Well, I don't know if he's going to get the house or not. Let's go to Anthony in Fairfield. Hey, Anthony, how are you doing, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
So that was a good interview, I think. So I don't know what that text you're talking about. But I think it was a good interview because it gave insight. And one of the things that stood out to me was, I actually wanted to answer Steiny's question first. Who said that JK is not a winning player? His name is Mark Willard. He said it over and over again. He said it as recent as like Monday or Tuesday when talking about JK, when it comes to, you know, when people cite how much he scored in the playoffs, Willard quickly went to, well, did they win the game? Did they win the game? And I always wonder, like, do you not understand that Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler are the big three. The other guys, including JK, they're the role players. It's not their job to win games. It's their job to help you win games. So, like, that narrative has been out there for a little while, but I just wanted to answer that question. I like what his agent said, that he's still developing, and he acknowledged that JK has some holes that need to be filled as far as, you know, becoming a better player. But one thing that I think we all can agree on, he needs to play more. You can't develop if you're not playing enough. And Guru, you said it. It severed everything when he got all those DMPs in a row.
Man.
And it didn't help Steve Kerr when he came in and scored 30 the first game that Curry went down. And then he scored about 20-something. So it's like everybody's seeing that the talent is there, but I also get that Steve Kerr wants him to play this type of way. The issue is J.K. has set this for as long as he's been on Warrior. He wants to play the way he wants to play. He believes that the team is holding him back, and because of that, it's time for him to go. I understand that both parties don't want to feel like they lost here, but at the end of the day, somebody's going to lose. But I thought it was really good insight just to kind of hear, you know, that it's really just a matter of, like, no matter what's happened, they still aren't going to give J.K. what he wants. He wants playing time. And in order to get better, you need to play more. You have to play through your mistakes was one of the things he said. But I just wanted to answer that question. There are people, including at the station, which I love, that have said that he's not a winning player and they've cited the playoffs. And I'm like, that's not fair because just like his agent said, well, when they lose, is it Draymond Green and them fault? And it's like, well, actually, yes, it is. But they're the ones that get to pay the big bucks. Everybody else is just role players and they're supposed to help.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate you calling and listening as always.
You know what? Remember I baffled you when I said Willard texted me about 0-4 and I thought it was Purdy. That's what he meant, that the Warriors went, you know, got swept in the playoffs. But, yeah, I'll tell you this. If you are right, and I don't think you are, and I don't want you to be, if a divorce is imminent, why couldn't this have been done so long ago? If it was really, and you were really freshly pissed off, J.K., about how you were used or how you weren't used at the end of the season going into the offs, and Joe Lacob, and they knew that they wanted to move, like this should have been done days ago.
Well, I think the one thing that he said, and if it's true, well, it's part of the equation that perhaps, you know, I felt like last year when Kuminga didn't get the extension, I said right away, I'm like, this is not good. Like, this is not good at all. Now, if the agent said, which he did, that, no, we knew it probably wasn't going to get done last year because of the aprons and the flexibility, then at least heading into this past year, they might have been still on the same page with an understanding of why it wasn't going to happen last year. But now here we are this year, and we're kind of, it feels like, at the same place. I believe...
Days away from camp.
I believe Aaron Turner when he says there wasn't an offer last year. I kind of believe him. I think they probably talked about numbers in general, and...
You think that was a mistake?
Then there was flexibility... concerns about the roster, and they just said, let's table it.
You think that was a mistake by the Dubs?
What should they have done?
Made them an offer.
Well, but then they would have maybe been hamstrung in other moves they could make. I'd need to look at what the numbers were like back, you know, a year ago. But
Aaron also pointed out that it would have been more difficult to trade him last season because of the poison pill provision.
That's,
for example,
good point.
He would not have been allowed to be in the Kevin Durant deal that was that would have been green lit if KD had said yes to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know who I am.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's jump into Grandpa Daddy wants to talk about Kuminga and his agent. What's up, Gramps?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you clear.
Okay, I'm at the office. You know, I listened to that interview very well. And you know, we've been hearing all this from you guys and Mark Willard and Bibbs and everything. And we never heard Kuminga's side. So, like, his agent, to be honest, his agent actually seems to have his best interests at heart, right? And so I understand where he's coming from. But the question you guys didn't ask was, well, what about, yeah, he can score and all that, but what about the Warriors, Steve Kerr, wanting him to play defense better and rebounding? Everything's predicated on he can score, but he don't hit the boards, bro. And like, he thinks that they're holding him back, but there's more to basketball than just scoring points. You got to be all around if you want to be great. He says he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips plus stats. And don't get me wrong. I like the nigga, and I think he's got potential. And he can be the future of the Warriors. But he's, like, so impatient. Now, I know you've been there for 4 years, but you were a little snotty-nosed dude, freaking 19 years old when you came here. You want to sit on the bench for 2 years and learn from the OGs. Come on, dude, that's just a given. And then your ego started getting bumped up, and now you want to, I want to play. I want to be this. I want to be that.
I mean, Grandpa, I appreciate it. I mean, in fairness, the agent gave an agent answer, and it's the exact answer I would have given, which would have been, you know, give him a little more time, he'll rebound better. You know, he needs to get into a rhythm out there. All that kind of stuff. So,
been 4 years.
It has been. It's been 4 years.
Will it be five?
Aaron, I'm just going to talk to Evan right now. I see somebody. What do you think is the best one I should play?
Well, I say we start at the beginning. So this is Aaron Turner when you guys asked him if Kuminga wants to be a Warrior.
I think that's like a loaded question. The Warriors are first class, everything they do. So to say you don't want to play for the Warriors organization is, I don't know how you could say that because it's, again, I've players on all different teams, it's first class, and there's a lot of different ways I can explain that. But the Warriors are phenomenal with how they treat guys, the family, like everything. So the organization, along with JK's relationship with Joe, I don't think there's any feeling of, you know, I wouldn't want to play for the Warriors. I think, you know, JK, of course, this is a guy, and I've said this, he works super hard. He really loves the game. A lot of guys say they really love it, that he loves it. You could ask his peers that, they know that. And he wants a chance to start every night, finish every night. He wants to be a focal point of a team. That's not a secret. That's something he works for. You know, JK gets up. He's done this for 2 summers in a row. He'll wake up at 6 a.m. You don't, you know, to work out. He'll be on the court by 5:30 getting, you know, worked on. You don't do that to, you know, not want more. And that's normal. And that's part of, you know, he wants to grow. So does he want to be on the Warriors? He understands it and he's open to it. And, you know, the Warriors are the organization that drafted him. So, of course, he'd love to stay with one team his whole career. His favorite player, his, you know, idol is Kobe Bryant. That's what he did, you know, if it's possible. But, of course, he wants a bigger role. That's not really a secret. But is he open to coming back and being all about what the next year is about and understanding that he could get moved in a few months? Like, he's digested it and he's open-minded to it.
That was Aaron Turner. Agent for Jonathan Kuminga.
Open-minded, Steiny. To the degree we're days away from camp. I don't know how open.
I mean, the thing is, and that's what we're unable to get around, is he wants to start. He might not. He wants to finish. He doesn't all the time.
But I got
and
you.
He wants to be a focal point, which he can't be.
Yeah.
If Curry and Butler are on the court.
Change of scenery, Stoney.
It's that's kind what of it's what
adding up to on the Guru calculator, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, you may think I'm kidding here, but I've seen, the NBA is a business. And I really believe that if I were Kuminga's agent at this point, I'd fight for the player option. But if they don't give me that player option, I'd have to tell Kuminga, you got to sign the 3 for $75. Well, and the thing is, it's not 3 for $75. It's 2 for $50 with an option for another $25. Now, the team option.
Gotcha.
Like, I can see why that would scare the, you know, Kuminga a little bit. But I
get 50 M's. You ball out, you get more.
Well, he's not going to, but like, that's the thing. I'm sorry. He's not going to ball out.
All right, right. Two more years
of
torture.
But what I would tell him is just sign the contract and I will work tirelessly to get you traded the minute the ink dries. That's the way, like.
So take the money.
Yes. Take the money, do your best, and I'll try to get you out of here.
Or we could knock a year off that if we sign this qualifying offer, finish this out, and then the world is ours.
Or you could do that.
Yeah.
But
there's a risk involved.
I'm starting to think that's equally unattractive to both parties, and that may be the thing that keeps that from happening. Christian is in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, that was a great interview. Don't let no one tell you otherwise.
Appreciate it.
The only question I would probably ask is why he hasn't trained in with the Warriors, why he's in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But what I called about was there was this guy I was watching on YouTube and listening because I had something going on. And sometimes I was like, I'm watching Gregory Hines talk to you guys, all the dancing he was doing. It's crazy. So my big red flag from the interview was, when he said Jonathan Kuminga gives you everything when he plays 30 minutes, if you play Jonathan Kuminga 30 minutes, you're going to get a rebounder. You're going to get defensive, da-da-da-da. But when he plays 15 minutes, he's inconsistent. And woo-woo-woo. I don't care if I'm the Kings, the Warriors. I don't care if I coach San Francisco State where I played. The coach is not going to trust that. What do you mean? So if I can only got 15 minutes for you, I got to guess whether you're going to rebound or guess whether you're going to give maximum effort. That's a huge red flag. And I didn't like that. And I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say about that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I mean, if you want to ask me what the scariest thing, well, scary, the biggest red flag is.
From a Warrior fan standpoint?
Everybody's.
Okay, give it to me.
It's this.
Do we want to take the QO? No, nobody wants to take the QO. I don't think we would be lying if I said that's ideal. The hope is, you know, we can get something figured out. But if he does take it, it's not going to be a good feeling for him, you know, with the fact that he actually puts that pen to paper on October 1st. It's not something that he is going to be very happy that we got to that situation and had to do that. So, you know, I think it's a possibility. It's not something we want to do, but you know, it's hard for me as his agent. You know, I'm looking for a deal where I can, you know, and I think the player option does that, where I can stand on the table and say, we're taking this deal. You know what I mean? There's nothing to talk about. We're taking this deal. But with what's on the table right now, you know, I have to be a little more, you know, respective of JK, you know, and his understanding. And if he wants to stand, you know, to a degree on like, hey, you know, I think it's fair that we don't do this deal, then I have to, I understand it. Right. You know, I do. I don't think it's at a point where if his principle is, I don't think this is fair to me, I don't want to do it. Well, I kind of have to respect that.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to give you the victory lap because, you know, we kind of went back and forth sparring about that. Oh, they'll be able to handle it. But hearing that was lightweight cryptic. But what I got to say is what bothers me now, Stani, is it's like a new pimple or a zit that just popped up on my face. I was thinking once we find out that there's closure, and let's just say he does a 3 for $75 or the 2 for, it's still really not done because anything could pop off with him being moved. So the drama is really not gone. He's reported. On the team.
That's the point.
But this thing is still,
you're right,
it's like gremlins.
The situation is probably not going to end when he signs
that,
the contract.
And that, man, I don't like that part of it. I thought you put the kids to sleep and that's it. The cookies are out the oven. Let's eat. This could still go on and on.
It's going to. I mean, if he signs the qualifying offer, he essentially has a no trade clause. So that means he's gone. That means he plays here 1 year and he walks. Simple as that. Or the Warriors find a trade for him to a place that he wants to go. Man. And he says, you know what? I'll go there. But under that situation, he's playing on an $8 million contract. So what's more than likely is you're not going to get a great player back for him if you trade him at midseason and he's only making $8 million.
I got sources telling me, Stani. Yeah, I said it, Evan. Telling me that Kuminga and his camp were ready to request a trade last December.
I'm sure. He probably requested seven trades over the years.
Shocker, but yeah. That just dawned on me. And then what about the Miami part of this? Would you have quibbled the fact that your owner and GM show up and they want to talk business with you? Or is it worse that they flew out to see you and still got back on the Big Bird, back to the Bay, and nothing was done?
I think that's part of the process.
Let's do two things because, you know, Aaron Turner, he's taking a lot of heat in all this. Is Kuminga getting the best advice? I'm just asking you a question, partner, from your experience in the business. Would Drew Rosenhaus, Scott Boras, even Rich Paul had done an hour interview if they were for their guy like he just did for us and this Kuminga stalemate?
Probably not.
Now, why do you say probably not?
Well, because I think one of the reasons he did this interview.
I guess that's what I'm asking, yeah.
One of the reasons he did this interview and the one last night is because he's not a big name agent. He's just not. He's got Terry Rozier. He's got Kuminga. A couple other guys that are very unfamiliar names. And I'm sure he's heard over and over and over again how he is messing this up. And so if he feels like, you know, there's 9 days to go and he's taking a lot of heat and everybody's blaming him, maybe I think he just wants to get his side of the story out there.
Yeah.
You know? Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Leroy?
What's up, Stani?
Hey.
What's up, man? Happy Friday, guys. Hey, look. You guys killed that, man. You know, you guys asked the questions that you wanted to ask, man. And he had to keep talking and talking and talking. I mean, because you guys laid it on him, man, and that was awesome. And you know, I was trying to call in, but you guys were rocking. It was so busy, the lines. I was trying to call in, and what I wanted to ask, you know, the agent was two questions. Is first of all, what is JK doing in practice that's going to bring something new to his game? Like, what is he working on? Like, how is he going to come back better than last season? And that's important because, you know, guys, when you mix a project, he was just a project when he got drafted. They didn't know what they had in Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah, he's athletic and whatever, but let's just face it. He was a project. And when you mix a project with a team that has championship aspirations, what happens to the project? Now he's not getting time on the floor. Now he's getting buried on the bench. And that's the problem. And that's where the player option comes in, and it's so important for JK. Okay, if I'm a project and you're a team with championship aspirations, okay, I'll take a back. I'll take a back. Hey, I might not be playing sometimes. I might be playing sometimes. Cool. I'll accept that. But then if I'm going to accept that, give me the player option. And so that's why I kind of understand why it is so important for JK to have that player option. And that's all I got.
Hey, Leroy, before you go, I got to give you this because you told me. Oh, man, Lee.
He's listening if you want to send him a message.
I don't have his number.
No, he's listening right now.
Oh, Leroy, I watched season two, Beautiful and Black, Netflix, Tyler Perry, fire. Stiney, I wish you watched stuff like that.
What was it called?
It's a soap opera, Beautiful and Black. Black Mets.
I've been watching.
It's called Beauty and Black.
I've been watching a show called.
Nothing like that, though.
It's called Black Shore. Really good British crime drama. You think I'm kidding?
I've never heard I'm of not. It, but I like way more.
I like true acting. I don't like shoot 'em ups and action.
No, but what about backstabbing and cheating in relationships?
There's that.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, that's fine.
Beauty and Black.
Not a big violence guy. That's all. All right, Jonathan Kuminga, his agent Aaron Turner. He joined us 10:30. He was only here for an hour.
We had Kuminga. He was there. He must have hit his AirPods and it went mute. You know when you touch them?
No, Turner tried to give Kuminga his and they weren't going to work.
Yeah, but what he did when he tried to take it out of his ears, he hit mute. I should have been in tech.
Okay. It's amazing. Sometimes you're so much knowledgeable of things that are happening 3,000 miles away.
I know, I watched it. I saw him try to, dude, I work and you hit them, they go mute. They couldn't fix it. It's all right.
888-957-9570 is the number on the other side. We'll play some of the sound from the interview. We'll take more of your calls. Jonathan Kuminga, the deadline is approaching, and his agent just got into a lot of detail about what the situation is. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.